Thinking about trials, God always makes a way. And today's message is about trials, but I also want to take a moment and think about the way that God makes ways. There's a song that says Waymaker, and I want to spend a little time listening to that before we dive in. Let's hear that now.
Hey, City Line, this is Eddie Rivera. Just thinking about you guys, praying for you, and just thinking about what you might be going through as the rest of us are. Looking at James chapter 1, verse 2 to 3, I titled this little devotional, When Your Faith is Being Tested. It reads, Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Now, I know you might be going through some trials like the rest of us. Either your family member's sick, gonna be sick, you're sick, gonna be sick, lost your job, might lose your job, financial hardship, or all the above. We know we're all going through some form of hardship or trial. The question is, what does God want us to do in the midst of these trials when our faith is being tested? Now, the word testing here, it implies demonstrating the true quality of something when it undergoes a trial. All right, so it is again demonstrating the true quality of something when it undergoes a trial. So point number one is the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. It means immovable. The NIV, I like the NIV, it says perseverance. When going through a trial, and that's various trials like we are today, it produces perseverance. And when we're talking about testing, how can I better understand what it's talking about? Well, when they purify gold, that gold is put in so much immense heat that all the impurities come up. The person purifying the gold wipes the impurities off until they can see their face in the gold. Then they know the gold is pure. God does the same thing with us. He puts us under these trials and tribulations like we're going through today. So all these impurities come up. And you might be saying, well, when is it going to be done? Well, when all the impurities are up. I know you want to get there already, but until God could get and wipe it away so he could see his face in us, the impurities will continue to come up. So have patience that the Lord is doing a good thing in the midst of all this. So 1 Peter 1:7 reads, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. How are you doing in this area, going through these trials? See, if you're spiritual, you're drawing closer to God, and the Holy Spirit will be evident in the trial. But if not, you're carnal, and you're just drawing you away from God. So in the trial, while you're going through the trial, is it drawing you closer or farther away? If it's drawing you closer to God, praise God. That's exactly what he's talking about. But if it's drawing you farther away from God, then you got some issues, some heart-related issues you need to settle. Point number two, the testing of your faith develops endurance. Now, the Greek word for endurance is hypomonen. It describes the quality that enables a person to stay on his or her feet when facing a storm. These are trials of our faith. We're being stretched to the limits in trusting and obedience to God. Matthew's chapter 10, verse 22 says, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. It builds our trust in God as we develop this endurance. 1 Peter 2:18 says, for to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps. It also builds a godly person through suffering. Romans 5 verses 3 to 4 says, not only that, but we rejoice in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. Point number three, testing of your faith develops maturity to make you mature and complete, lacking nothing. Now, you can't run from the trial. You got to submit to the trial and submit to the maturing process of the trial. Because it's basically developing patience in us as we go through the trial. 2 Peter 1:6 says, "For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue knowledge, and with knowledge self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they will keep you from being ineffective and unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." Testing develops our maturity when we're asking God for wisdom. Seeking and asking Him for wisdom, He gives it to us graciously. He says that in verse 5. James basically is telling us to rejoice in our trial and not to rebel against it. He starts it from the beginning. He says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds." So in the midst of COVID-19, in the midst of family members being sick, in the midst of us losing our job, in the midst of all these trials, all of them added together, He calls us to count it all joy, to be joyful always in all circumstances, giving Him glory and honor in the midst of it all. And when people see you suffering, they want what you have because they know that there's something different about you. And it's because you have Christ within you. And our suffering is different than their suffering. Matthew 5:11 says, "Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely. On my account, rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The person who trusts God joyfully, again, through COVID-19, must remember that Christ suffered more. He suffered more for us. So stay encouraged and suffer with joy, knowing that Christ suffered more and that we could be a witness to those in the world as we all suffer together in the midst of all this. Stay encouraged and be joyful always, brothers and sisters. God bless.